from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guys, I could not believe what I was hearing. Like, this is on our local radio station. This crap is being played. I couldn't even believe the words that I was listening to.
It's Mike Shope.
As a mom, it infuriated me. Like, why is this on here?
And the Bulldog.
Like, I started to get tears in my eyes. It upset me so much. And my 11-year-old daughter listens to this radio station. Never again will she listen to this.
It's Mike Shope.
I've got to collect myself because this is what our youth is being subjected to.
And the Bulldog.
This is on our radio station that our kids are listening to. I am so upset. This is ridiculous.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio. I just don't even understand why they think that's okay.
On WGR.
My daughter will never listen to that radio station again, ever. I am shaking. I cannot believe that filth is on there.
Sports Radio 550.
All I did was take the 5.5 with the Packers, and some people just
aren't ready.
Flip
for that.
Out. No, they're not ready for that. There goes the 11-year-old girl demo. Are there any 11-year-old girls who listen to us?
Yes.
How many? That are not, I don't mean that they're forced to.
Well, okay, forced to.
They're in the car with mom or dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That doesn't mean that they dislike it. Like, I've met people over the years that have said, you know, I've met women over the years who've said, my dad used to, you know, listen to this when he would pick me up from school or running me to soccer practice or whatever, and I liked it, and I still listen now. So, you know, I don't know, that's not exactly, you know, I don't think when they're 11, they're going, oh, great, you know, but, you know, sometimes it sticks.
There's an 11-year-old girl right now in our audience going, wait a minute, isn't it Tuesday?
No screwing around, guys.
I'm pretty sure I know what that means. And she would be right. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Gone are the days of newsless boredom. We don't know what to do with the rankings because nothing has happened. Well, lots has happened. Even with the Bills, with all the injuries and stuff. All right, ready? 16. Can we talk about the Steelers? Will you indulge me this time on the Steelers? I've wanted the Steelers to be just about the worst team in the conference. I've had a hard time getting my message across.
Because
you just simply go, playoffs.
I fight you every step of the way.
Yeah. And you even went as far controversially last week, to say they should make the playoffs. And I don't know. Yes, preseason pledge.
That might have been a little hot takey by
how,
me there.
How many
should is a little strong.
How many games is that team winning?
Nine.
You're still there. Okay.
It's preseason.
They looked
terrible, yeah.
Terrible.
Inept. Yeah. But, you know, the Bills also haven't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks. So I don't know.
They're using their starting quarterbacks. Do I want to put it like that? I mean, I don't know. At least Wilson.
Yeah.
And Fields, it might just be too far gone. I don't know. So frustrating.
I cannot believe. Listen, I'm more open to this than I was preseason pledge and whatever. I think an indicator of how bad it is there, again, it's the preseason and people might be just veering for no reason, like wildly off track. But the idea that Fields somehow off of anything that's happened in these 2 weeks seems like a better idea than Russell Wilson seems really desperate. Like, just like, we don't know what else to do. Desperation. Because I don't think that dude to me is Trubisky. Like, he just is never going to see it. Maybe the light will go on in 5 years or something. I don't know. But I just don't think he's going to see, like, and just throw, like, just do it. Trubisky's the same way. Like, he's making me crazy watching him play. Before he got hurt, I was ready to just, like, go get a different backup quarterback, please. Because this is not. It's not going to be any good if you need him. If you need him, you're going to be screwed.
Is he likely back for the opener or no?
It's hard to say. It's multiple weeks. Not week to week. It's multiple weeks, which is, you know, different. I guess week to week affords you the flexibility of being out less than 2 weeks, maybe. Multiple weeks, feel like, means, you know, well, more than two.
At least two.
Right.
I think they're the same. You want to ask McDermott this one later? Are they the same? I think they're the same. Well,
he differentiated them yesterday when listing the injuries. That's why I'm doing the same.
He's saying multiple weeks is worse.
Yeah, like Trubisky and MBS and somebody else, I forget whom, is in that category. And then week to week is where, like, Hamlin and someone else.
Spector?
Yeah.
Maybe? What Mike Edwards was and Bishop?
Right. So I don't know. But to me, it's possible. Like, I thought.
Right here.
I said a few times yesterday, they could very possibly do what they did late yesterday, which was sign a guy to get through this game Saturday, and then still get another guy after cut down or something. Like, if they feel like they need to have someone to back up Allen. Because I don't know if they're going to trust DiNucci or this new guy to do that.
Anthony Brown.
Thank you. So
week to week is, we'll check back on you in a week. We know you are not available to us this week. We will talk again next week.
Right.
Week to week.
Right.
Multiple weeks. We are not talking to you again before 2 weeks go by.
Right.
All right. You win. I'm not going to say Pittsburgh here, but I was just excited to bring up. Like, oh my goodness, this could be a really kind of a disaster there. No, I would be Raiders. Because I think May is starting to look fun in New England.
Yeah. I'm still curious if they're going to really... I watched a lot of that game last week, and I thought he looked good. And the coach is talking about it being a competition, but... The people that are watching practices are still like, yeah, he's mostly with the twos. So any idea that it's a competition, it really hasn't looked like a competition to the people who've watched competitions before, I guess.
But I would say, from what I've read on their wide receiver usage, the twos are the rookies.
Right.
Paul so that's Baker, him. Right. That's him anyway. The one, Tyquan Thornton is playing with the ones with Kendrick Bourne and maybe Douglas a little bit. And I'm not sure that's much of a difference. That's just wide receiver. Plus, running back is even Stevenson and Gibson are like somewhat comparable.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with. I would also. I mean, Gardner Minshew is their starter, Mike.
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is fine. Yeah.
First time on top in at least a month. Somehow they were given more credit than they've been given today. 15.
Now New England. Matthew Judon got traded. That defense went from like, oh, it might not be bad to the whole team might be bad now.
Okay, there's no one else I'd want to slide in here. Patriots at 15. 14.
Pittsburgh,
yep. 14.
I won't give the speech.
People like the speech.
It's what they tune in for.
Nah. We already thought. I said I was open. I was more open to them being down here just because of the up here, because of the desperation of the maybe Fields. Clearly, what? Clearly, what? He's clearly what? Better than Wilson? Well, then you should maybe light your quarterback room on fire.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah, sure. I don't want anyone to, be burned.
No, we don't want that. Right. 13.
Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now no one can be confused.
So if I were here, if it was here yesterday and I said that, I mean, people are just thinking I want to burn quarterbacks alive, and that would be, I'd feel bad about that.
You'd think you were taken out of context, but actually that is literally what you said. That's
literally what I said, yes. I could have left it all alone here and stopped talking 10 seconds ago, but here I am.
13. Chargers.
Chargers.
Quentin Johnston. Is it ever going to happen?
I'm going to go with a no.
It's just been about as bad as it could go for a first-round pick at receiver last year and then so far into this year, it seems. What I hear a lot pointed out about Quentin Johnston is how in the college football playoffs against Michigan, he had a monster game. It helped him get – he might not have been picked in the first round, but for the TCU.
Okay, sure.
But for this amazing game he had against Harbaugh. And so – people leaving the light on for him are like, well, his new coach
got lit up by him, kind of, yeah.
But that's the best anybody can seem to do.
Yeah.
And who knows if it matters at all.
And who else is there besides him?
So Josh Palmer is probably the number one, since it's not Quentin Johnston. And then you have McConkey.
McConkey they drafted this year, right.
Yep. Running backs, pretty weak too. 12.
I'll go with the Jaguars here.
I want to say Denver, but I was looking forward to sort of making a point that maybe that's going well.
I think it might be going well.
So I will say Denver, because I don't think they're better than this yet.
I'll go Denver, too.
Denver at 12. That's good for Denver.
It seems too positive, though. Like, everything is going well. Bo Nix looks...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Really good in the preseason. It feels very Kenny Pickett to me, like last year, where he's not pushing the ball down the field, but the completion percentage is high. Everyone's talking glowingly. He's running the offense well, and then the season starts, and it's a nightmare.
We will see. Denver-Seattle week one, I believe. Remembering that because the Russell Wilson rematch was week one on Monday night. I think they play week one this year, too. Old AFC West rivals, and that's actually true.
Yes, that's not
Denver
made up.
Denver and Seattle.
These two teams like have played before.
It sounds like a bit, but it's actually
frequently
true.
When they were division rivals.
When I was a big Seattle fan, Denver. Oh, those were tough games, I guess. Maybe. 11.
Well, by rule, I'm on the Jaguars.
We'll go Tennessee before them. I refuse to buy into Will Levis and the Mayo perfume, whatever that was last week. I'm still not over that.
Love the Mayo. I love the Mayo perfume. And
cologne.
Cologne, thank you.
Yeah.
And I have put in my first division winners parlay of the year.
Oh, I want to hear about it. I'm about to, aren't I?
With Tennessee at plus 950.
That's so brave.
It's like, all right, like, look, you got to go somewhere, like, get the big boost. I'm like, all right, I can see it, whatever.
It's I cannot see
$10.
It.
$10. I don't know.
All favorites and then the Titans, kind of?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
All chalk and the Titans.
Yeah.
I'll vote Tennessee here. Jacksonville goes into this season outranking Tennessee, I think. 10. I think Cleveland, too. I'll say Cleveland at 10.
Boy, the Jaguars are just getting plowed under. I'm fine with Cleveland.
In a good way, yes.
You're right.
Yes,
right.
That's good in this. Right. Plowed under is good in this.
Problem is
they're
here,
plummeting.
Like, I kind of know Trevor Lawrence can play football. I'm 50-50 on Deshaun Watson. So I'll go Cleveland here.
Okay. 9.
Jacksonville.
8.
Colts.
Yep. 7.
I got to say Jets.
I'm going to go Miami.
Well, we'll be here all day if I don't pick one of those two teams. We're going to actually be here all day anyway, aren't we?
That is right.
That is the plan.
Yeah.
We will be here all day. We'll be here talking all day.
Could you imagine if we actually functionally figured out a way to do that? Just argue all day about whether the Jets or the Dolphins should be 7th in the reverse AFC. Hey, we got to take another break.
We're not
there
yet.
We're not there yet. Who's the punter?
Yes. Have you seen the Jets' throwback uniforms?
Do you know that turf?
The turf. I've liked the Jets more than the Dolphins all summer. So Miami. 6. Cincinnati.
I have to say Jets.
Jets.
5.
Bills.
Cincinnati. Trubisky hurt. Now you're worried.
It's the Trubisky swing.
They could get better at backup quarterback.
So it's not the injury that has you pessimistic.
But all of it, I don't know, man. None of what the list is really long, and there's like different degrees of guys that came back and are working on the side, and there's bikes and just stuff. In 2 weeks or almost 3 weeks, none of it might matter. Like everybody might be fine, except for the week to week, or no, excuse me, the multiple week guys. Like they could be in trouble, and that includes Trubisky. But I don't know. Like Curtis Samuel now is on that.
He's got turf toe.
He's in the week to week category, and I don't know. Like, is he the one guy out of that whole group that there isn't really a duplicate for? Like, it feels like they've got a lot of guys that we're not sure what they're going to do with Samuel. I don't know that we're not sure what they're going to do with him because they're going to do everything with him. Like, he's jet sweep guy. He's in the backfield. He's slot guy. And I don't know if they've got another dude that they want to do all that with. So I'm over here wondering if, like, I don't know, how big are these playbooks? 1,000 pages? 800 pages? I'm wondering how much of the playbook comes out if Curtis Samuel doesn't play.
Well, that I agree with. But what we don't know yet is how integral he is to what they want to be. If you had something like McKenzie, if that's not too lazy of a comparison, McKenzie was not integral to what the Bills were, but he was available and he gave them ways of, you know, mixing you up. And I think Samuel could be that or he could be more. I mean, I still can't figure out how this is going to look without feeling like it's logical to think 13 guys are going to be on the field.
Yeah.
But they all can't be on the field.
Well,
he might be the one that would get squeezed.
I don't know, man. They gave him $8 million a year, which I know in the NFL is like a, you know, it's a drop in the bucket. It's like, you know, John Brown and Cole Beasley, like, oh, those are good contracts for veteran, decent receivers. So it's that. But in the group here, like, he can't be Isaiah McKenzie for this offense. Paying him that money, like, that would be just negligent, I think. I think they got him with a purpose, and I'm a little shook by him being sidelined, because I already said it. I mean, I think that it's possible that a bunch of stuff just goes, oh, well, we can't do any of that.
Let's hope it's not that drastic. I mean, I keep telling you, I think Knox is going to play half the game, and so that's one less spot I have for somebody we all like. And it sounds like Mac Hollins is too. Get to know 8 targets a game for Mac Hollins, perhaps. And like that, I know. I'm not telling you I'm.
Can we put the Bills at 8 by chance? I mean, it's not helping my
vibes are real low now.
My mood vibes are low. Yeah,
it's your day.
Vibes are low.
I'll play your role from last week now and just sort of try to pump you up. It's your day to be pessimistic.
Yeah.
I'm on the Bengals at 5.
I'll go the Bills here. I'm less certain, but I'm kind of there with Bulldog too. Of like the Curtis Samuel injury kind of has me a little leery.
4.
Baltimore.
Cincinnati. The rule. Yep. I'll go the Bengals rule. Here. I enjoyed sort of knocking the Ravens down for a couple of weeks. But
up,
mm-hmm. up. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's over now.
People are loving that, by the way.
The up and down.
Yeah, they love that.
Good.
Well, they love that.
It's
not know, just the 11-year-olds.
It's part of the thing.
It's part of the charm.
Yeah, that's right. It's integral.
It's even a lot of it. Actually, it's most of it.
Yeah.
Most of the charm of the reverse AFC power rankings are the confusion.
It's me not knowing whether to say down or up.
That's right.
Top or bottom. Good or bad. Yeah, that works. What number are we on?
3.
All right. Who's left? Wait.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Houston.
Okay. Yeah. Me too.
2.
Baltimore.
Ravens. 1. Chiefs. Behind the back passes.
Sure. Behind the back passes and Xavier Worthy open behind the secondary every time I look at social media.
Right.
You know, fine.
That's what I was going to say.
You know.
We know they're good. That's not news. But is any team better at hyping its guys? And so many people are just so excited for it. But, you know, that's in a game, the pass to Kelsey. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just even practices day to day, the drumbeat with the Chiefs is always like, wow. Did you see this today? And no other team that I know of comes close to generating that. It starts with that they've proven what they can do and what Mahomes can do.
What I feel like they do better than everyone else, and I think this is from the team, is the highlights are actually highlights. Whereas I feel like some of that stuff, it's like, you know, dime from, I don't know, pick a name.
Dimes.
Here's a dime from the quarterback to this guy, and it's like, it's a one-on-one drill, and it's in super slow-mo because the ball only really traveled like 8 yards in the air or something, and it's just like, what am I looking at? The Chiefs' highlights look like highlights.
Good point.
Not just a completed successful passing play. They look like highlights.
Yeah.
Like something I'd want to see narrated by, you know, somebody on TV.
They win training camp.
Yeah.
I think they're 0-2, but they they're not winning games, but they're winning your hearts. Yeah, they are 0-2. Not that anybody cares.
Good to have that buttoned up.
Yes, I know. Let's not leave that out there. it's been mentioned, Sean McDermott is coming on today. That'll be at 4. It's been a long time for us since we've talked to the Bills head coach. Sal Capaccio with the practice update, all the injuries to be sorted out, roster moves, that will be at 5. Where did we get it wrong in the reverse AFC power rankings? 803-0550 is the number. They are brought to you by Powered Even by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. You can certainly, like I said, and is almost always the case, call in, tell us what you think about what we've said. But also, we got to sort out some of the injury stuff. Like the Samuel conversation is a good one. Backup quarterback is a good one. You know, safeties, maybe they're trending up, but still a lot to... I mean, for McDermott already to have pivoted off his plans for right. the preseason, it's like it's too many guys are hurt.
Right.
Everybody sits
right.
for Saturday.
That happened, yeah, that was Monday. That was yesterday he did that. So, yeah, it tells you that they're, you know, spooked is maybe too strong, but, you know, whatever. They're veering.
And we'll take your thoughts on that, too, if you think maybe that's a good call or not. Lines are open now. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, the Bills coach at 4 today. Thanks for listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.